lights out and away we go.
And we're your hosts. I'm Diane Bortoletto.
And I'm Monique Chicado.
Let's do it.
Hello, hello, and welcome to And Away We Go, a podcast that goes beyond the Formula One track limits to talk about travel, food, and lifestyle surrounding the sport. I'm your pre-Drive to Survive Formula One fan, Diane Bortoletto, and today I'm in Meriden in the wheat belt of Western Australia.
And I'm Monique Chicado, your post-Drive to Survive fan, and I'm currently at home in Stavanger in Norway and not going to ask Diane what she's doing in Meriden.
Oh, that's another story for another day with a big beer that's going to need to be involved because it's been dramatic, hectic, traumatic. But that's not why we're here. We're here today to talk about the breaking news in Formula One, the news we've all been waiting for, the news we've kind of predicted was going to happen in the Red Bull announcement of Bye-bye Checo. And hello, who's coming in, Mon?
Our New Zealander neighbour, Liam Lawson. Would you believe it? They have chosen Liam Lawson over Yuki Tsunoda. So Yuki obviously drives for the Red Bull Junior team, VCarb, and most people would have assumed that having done his time in the junior team, having shown his leadership skills in that duo, that he would have naturally been promoted to the seat, but we have a different story.
Yeah, like Yuki's done his time with RB, VCarb, Red Bull Junior Team, whatever you want to call them. He's been in the team for 4 years and, you know, first couple of years a bit turbulent. Last couple of years have been more, this year in particular, 2024, a lot more stable for him. But yeah, he's been overlooked for the newcomer, Liam Lawson, who seems to have come out, you know, in the last, what's he done, seven races since Vegas, and he's come out guns blazing. He's upset a few of the veteran drivers. Fernando Alonso is giving him what for, as well as pushing around Sergio Perez, Checo, giving him a bit what for. So there's been words exchanged between those veteran drivers who have got runs on the board, wins under their belt, hugely respected drivers in their own right. It's big news, and it's quite hard to make sense of.
It's hard to digest, but obviously, there has been a reason that he's been chosen for that seat. And whether that's because he's shown that he is actually faster than Yuki, we don't have those stats and figures, so we can't tell that. Is he faster than Yuki? He must be. Or were they not wanting to have two rookies in VCarb and needed a leader in VCarb? Who knows? We're not Christian Horner. We're not Helmut Marko. We can't tell.
I'm quite sure. I'm positive that Yuki Tsunoda has outqualified him during his short stint, during Lawson's short stint with Red Bull. But like you said, there's obviously a reason why they've chosen him. It could be sponsorship dollars. I've said it before, F1 is a business. It's a money game as well as a sport. He's young. He's quite hot-headed. From the outside, Liam Lawson's got that same bravado that Max Verstappen came into the sport with.
That is not going to bode well to Max Verstappen personalities.
One thing I'm looking forward to in 2025, the challenges and the battles between Max Verstappen and Liam Lawson, given that from the outside, they look like really similar personalities. It'll be interesting. I think there'll be lots of headbutting.
And don't think that Yuki Tsunoda is going to get out of this one unscathed either. I don't think that there's going to be too much friendly conversation between those two, because I can't see Liam Lawson, and we don't know these guys personally, so I hate to, you know, judge people by what we see online, but you kind of can't help it. You know, Liam's hot-headed, and I don't think he's going to take this graciously. You know, he's probably going to rub people up the wrong way, namely Yuki Tsunoda. He's going to rub him up the wrong way about getting this seat, and we've seen in the past that Yuki is quite capable of losing his marbles when things don't go his way. Two bold personalities, well, three bold personalities actually, and quite a contentious seat getting there. And if you have looked at the announcements on social media, I don't think this has been a very popular decision with any of the fans. There's not been one positive comment that I've read thus far. And obviously, most people are thinking the same thing, that, you know, it's pretty unfair on poor old Yuki. Liam hasn't necessarily proven his stripes yet. Again, we are not the owners and the managers of Red Bull team, so we can't comment for them. But as far as fans go, I don't think Liam's really proved himself to the fans. And yeah, it's not a popular decision.
There's other news and quite exciting news that we're going to be seeing a very popular personality remain within Formula One. Mon, you know who I'm talking about. Our favourite adopted Australian.
Valtteri Bottas is rejoining Mercedes. He's sitting in as reserve driver for the 2025 season. And they did a cheeky little drop before announcing it officially on social media. The Mercedes team put up just a little shadow image, I guess. It was a black and white image of a mustache and a mullet and no comment whatsoever, but everyone knew exactly what it meant. How could you? That mullet is iconic.
And the mustache is becoming iconic as well. You know, I think this is a really good move from Valtteri Bottas. I mean, you know, he's come out saying he's not done yet. He's got things to still do in Formula One, but he's also got lots of interests outside of Formula One. You know, like Australia loves him. He loves Australia. His girlfriend is an Australian Olympian. He spends a lot of time in Australia. So yeah, he's come out saying he wants to do the V8s. He's also registered to race in the Race of Champions, which is held in Sydney for the first time in March. It's just before the Australian Grand Prix. It's like the one weekend before, 2 weekends before the Australian Grand Prix. And, you know, we know he loves his cycling and mountain biking. I predict that Valtteri will pursue some other interests outside of Formula One while doing his reserve driver role.
I think it couldn't have come at a better time for him, really. I mean, we've mentioned before that he's really been exploring this personal branding thing of his, which is pretty much where the mustache and mullet came from. It was establishing a personal brand for himself. And this happened, you know, well before he was leaving Stake F1 team. So it couldn't come at a better time for him to explore all these other kind of avenues where he can make a name for himself. And it might be nice for him to step back after the year that he's had in Formula One in 2024. It was not a positive year for him. Again, as we've mentioned, he was the only full-time driver to finish without a point. He's come out publicly saying that Kick Sauber was a mistake. He shouldn't have gone there. So it'll be nice for him to step back into comfortable territory with Mercedes. He's loved there. And what's to say that if Mercedes is anything like Red Bull and doesn't mind doing a few mid-season seat swaps, we have high hopes for Andreas Kimi Antonelli, of course. Everyone wants him to do well, but he's a rookie. Who knows? Maybe Bottas might be lucky and get a drive every now and then.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if Kimi Antonelli has the start to the Formula One season that perhaps Franco Colapinto had at Williams, where he crashed a lot in a very short space of time, Toto might go, you know what, you're better off as our reserve driver and we're going to put an experienced, known quantity who's been a race winner for us in the past back in the hot seat. Valtteri, he knows Mercedes. He's loved at Mercedes. He's already proven himself with Mercedes. So, look, I'm thrilled that he's staying within the Formula One sphere. So, yeah, big news. This big news in just announced, you know, in the short space of 24 hours.
Obviously, now that Liam Lawson has been announced for Checo's seat at Red Bull, that leaves a spot wide open at VCARB still, and there's no one there yet.
Well, the rumours are flying around and they're pretty thick, and Isaac Hadger's name is all over it. So I guess an official announcement will be coming. I don't know, what's the gap between announcements these days? You know, it's usually about an hour and a half. So perhaps we've recorded this little breaking news update slightly prematurely, but my bet is on Isaac Hadjar moving up from Formula 2.
Not a bad choice, because Hadjar was one of the championship contenders for Formula 2, and unfortunately he lost the championship before the final race even started by stalling on the starting grid and handed the championship over to Gabriel Bortoleto, your cousin, Diane.
Yes, Gabriel Bortoleto, one T, not two, my cousin from Brazil, who's not an official cousin but one I've adopted.
We can't forget about Poor Checo. We haven't even spoken about Checo leaving that seat. It was a long time coming.
The rumours were flying around about the security of his seat for the whole second half of the season, really. And let's just hope that he did negotiate that $20 million payout from Red Bull that was swirling around. That's what he was asking lawyers for. Again, a rumour. And let's just hope that's worked out for him and that he can retire from the sport super duper comfortably and be proud of everything that he's achieved. Because without Checo, Max Verstappen would not have won the 2021 World Championship. He was the perfect teammate, the perfect second driver. There were times where it felt like Checo didn't want to be the second driver. He wanted to be the first driver, but I think he was read the riot act and told his position in the team, and he played the party line, and he did the right thing and helped defend other drivers from catching Max, et cetera, et cetera. And Max has been on team radio and said Checo is an absolute legend.
I did see that Christian Horner, the team principal, came out and said that Checo would be taking a sabbatical. So he's not retired as such, but we all know it's obviously quite hard to get a seat and to get a comeback in the sport, especially with so much new fresh talent trying to find their way in. And if they're really good talent, then those seats are pretty short up.
Yeah. And Red Bull is known as a team that's pretty ruthless and cutthroat. Like, they seem less nurturing than perhaps, say, a team like Williams and even McLaren, you know, seem a lot more nurturing to their drivers, whereas Red Bull's like, get results or you're out. That's how it appears. I'm sure Mexican fans around the world are just seething at the moment. I'd love to know what New Zealand fans are feeling. Like, if you're a Kiwi out there, like, are you thrilled to be seeing Liam Lawson out there? If you're a Mexican fan, are you devastated that Checo Perez is out? Like, how are you guys feeling? Like, we'd love to hear you on social media. So drop us a comment. We'd love to know what you guys think.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. If you liked our podcast, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast listening app. We really, really appreciate it. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search for And Away We Go F1 Podcast. Leave us a comment or email us at andawaywego f1podcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you and love to have some friendly conversation.
Thank you very much, Mon. And yes, please leave a review. We'll be reading out reviews in future episodes. Thanks for having us in your ears. Until next week and until lights out.
It's lights out and away we go.
And Away We Go podcast is produced by Diane Bortoletto and Monique Ciccato.
Let's do it.